Chapter 4 Anne and Diana went to school. They liked being together. Anne was very clever.
I don't want to be clever. I want to be pretty, said Anne.
Gilbert Blythe was a boy at the school. Gilbert Blythe teased all the girls. All the girls thought Gilbert is very handsome. Anne ignored Gilbert. He was angry. He didn't like Anne because she ignored him. He held one of her plaits and whispered, "Carrots!" Anne was very angry. She jumped up and shouted, "You mean, hateful boy!" She hit him over the head with her slate. Everyone was shocked. "Anne Shirley, what are you doing?" asked the teacher. "It's my fault," said Gilbert. "I teased her." The teacher asked Anne to stand in front of the board. She stood there all afternoon. Anne thought, "I will never speak to Gilbert again. I will never look at him." Gilbert tried to say sorry. Anne ignored him. Diana was very impressed. The teacher was unkind to Anne. Anne and the boys were late for school. The teacher punished Anne. "You will sit next to Gilbert," she said.
"I'm never coming to school again," Anne said to Diana. "I will stay at home and learn."
Diana was very sad. Marilla was angry with the teacher. She let Anne stay at home and learn. Diana came to tea. She told her about the school. Anne gave Diana some cordial. Diana was ill. Anne was very upset. Anne went to see Mrs. Lynde. She started crying and ran home.
"What is wrong, Anne?" asked Marilla.
"I cannot see Diana again. Mrs. Barry thinks I gave Diana alcohol," Anne said and cried.
"What did you give her?" asked Marilla.
"Raspberry cordial," cried Anne.
"You gave her red currant wine."
"I put the raspberry cordial in the cellar."
"Don't worry. I will talk to Mrs. Barry."
"Stop crying," Marilla said.
Marilla went to see Mrs. Barry. Mrs. Barry didn't believe Marilla. Marilla was very angry. Anne went to see Mrs. Barry. Anne said,
"I'm sorry. I didn't want to make Diana sick."
"I don't believe you. You are not a nice girl. You can't see Diana. Go home and behave," said Mrs. Barry.
Anne went home. She was very upset. Marilla said,
"She will understand her mistake. Give her a few days."
Anne said,
My life is over.
Now, don't talk like that. Go and wash your face. Go outside and play, said Marilla. Anne washed her face and went outside. Poor child, thought Marilla.